We received a report from the CE today, and it's been long awaited. It's very welcome, and it's a detailed report on what will be a hugely significant flagship project for Sligo and the North West. So I'd like to thank the very dedicated Friends of Sligo Jail Voluntary Group, who have done so much over the years to get to this day, and without their efforts we wouldn't have progressed this project at all. I'd also like to thank the staff of Sligo County Council for backing this over the past number of years, and I'd also like to thank the local people who have contributed so much, including stories, artefacts and fundraising, and helping the Friends of Sligo Jail Committee and supporting them so that to enable them to highlight what an absolute gem of a project we have here in Sligo. And now that it's going to be submitted for further funding, and hopefully the funding will be there, and it's one of the main projects that Sligo County Council will be submitting for this particular type of funding. So it's going to be hugely beneficial for Sligo for cultural and historic preservation. So it's restoring and repurposing the 19th century structure, and it's a huge part of Sligo's heritage. It's going to be a huge tourism attraction. There's going to be a visitor centre and other amenities within Sligo Jail, such as supporting Sligo's role in the Wild Atlantic Way. And actually, Sligo Jail is the only jail on the Wild Atlantic Way. And it'll also increase tourist activity and boost local business and economy. There's huge community benefits to it, and there's massive local pride associated with this. It'll improve and encourage economic growth, urban regeneration. It has environmental and biodiversity gains. And there are enhanced heritage integration aspects to this as well, because it's incorporating historic and modern elements. So it's going to be a unique space that celebrates Sligo's past, and then while meeting its contemporary needs. And then, of course, it aligns with the policy goals as well. It enhances Sligo's cultural identity, economic prospects, community well-being, and it also preserves its rich history and fostering sustainable development. So it's just absolutely, it's a massive project. We see that around the country where other jails have been developed over the years, that there are huge tourism and cultural and historical attraction as well. And this is definitely going to be a game changer. And as I said, it's going to be a flagship tourist project for Sligo and the North West over the coming years.
It's important that these areas that we see in these towns, and Sligo has been long regarded as a key place along the Wild Atlantic Way, and this will add further to the attraction for those looking to visit.
Absolutely, because we have so much on offer already, and I know that for cultural and historical tourism, and for say even for children and school tours, this is something that teachers would want students, and they'd want to bring their students and their schools to see from all over the country. So when you have tours coming in, when you have people coming in specifically to a Sligo or to an area to see a particular tourist attraction, that also brings them, it brings them, and they will spend money in local restaurants, in hotels. They're going to do other activities. It's right beside the river, so there's adventure tourism associated with this as well. And right beside it, this historical, we have all the archaeological sites. We have the connection with Michael Collins, who was a resident in Sligo Jail for a while. So there's huge historical benefits to this, and cultural and tourist benefits to this, that I think that it's very untapped, and we don't actually know how big this is going to be until it opens. So again, I'd like to thank everybody who has been involved in getting this project to the state, and especially the local people who showed such pride and such enthusiasm any time that there was anything organised in relation to promoting the jail, looking for artefacts, looking for personal stories, family stories, anything at all associated with the Sligo Jail. And it was heartening to see how it's still remembered by so many people in Sligo. And then this, when it's finished, this will be just such a fantastic place for locals to visit as well.